Ever feel like your phone has become its own little world? A vortex of notifications, endless scrolling, and that nagging feeling you're missing out on something, even though you're glued to a screen? Welcome to Scrolling Mind, the podcast dedicated to reclaiming our focus and finding peace in a digitally saturated world. I'm your host, Asher Blake, and today we're diving headfirst into something crucial. Digital detox. Now, before you picture yourself abandoning civilization and living in a remote cabin with only a talking bear for company, hear me out. A digital detox isn't about becoming a Luddite or swearing off technology forever. It's about consciously choosing how and when we engage with the digital world. It's about recognizing those moments where our phones hijack our attention and taking control back. So, why is this so important? Well, picture this. Your brain is like a muscle, constantly bombarded by information. Just like you wouldn't expect to bench press 200 pounds without training, it needs time to rest, recharge, and focus on deeper things. Constant digital stimulation can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even sleep problems. It can also make it harder to connect with people face to face, because let's be real, nothing beats a good old-fashioned conversation over coffee. Okay, enough with the doom and gloom. Let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that can help you kickstart your own digital detox journey. 1. Mindful tech use. This isn't about becoming a tech ascetic. It's about being aware of how you use your devices. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, do I actually need to be on this right now? Sometimes, that simple pause can be the difference between mindless scrolling and a more intentional approach to technology. 2. Phone-free zones. Designate specific areas in your life as tech-free zones. Think dinner with family or friends, reading time before bed, or even just enjoying a walk in nature. These spaces allow you to reconnect with yourself, the people around you, and the world beyond the screen. Imagine actually having conversations that don't involve checking your phone every 5 seconds. Sounds refreshing, right? 3. Notification ninja. Those little red badges are designed to grab your attention. They're like digital sirens blaring, look at me, look at me. Don't let them control you. Turn off unnecessary notifications and reclaim your focus. You can always check them later, trust me. The world won't end if you miss a notification about a sale on socks. 4. App audit. It's time to take stock of your app library. Are there apps you rarely use? Delete them. Do you find yourself endlessly scrolling through social media feeds that leave you feeling drained? Unfollow accounts that don't add value to your life. A clean and curated app selection can drastically improve your digital detox experience. Think of it like decluttering your mental space, one app at a time. 5. Embrace boredom. You know those moments when your mind starts wandering, and you feel that urge to immediately reach for your phone? Instead of giving in, embrace the boredom. It's an opportunity for creativity, self-reflection, or even just daydreaming. Remember, sometimes the most interesting ideas come when we're not actively looking for them. Think about that last time you were truly present, engaged in a conversation, enjoying a meal, or simply soaking up the sunshine. Remember how good it felt? Now imagine incorporating those moments of mindfulness into your everyday life. That's the power of a digital detox. It's not about deprivation. It's about rediscovering the joy of living in the moment and connecting with the world around you. Here's an example. Picture this. You're at dinner with friends, catching up after a long week. Instead of constantly checking your phone, put it on silent and truly listen to what they have to say. Engage in the conversation, laugh together, and savor those shared moments. Notice how much more present you feel. That's the magic of a digital detox, turning off the noise and tuning into the real connections around us. So, remember, taking a step back from the digital world doesn't mean abandoning it altogether. It means choosing how we engage with it in a way that serves us, fosters genuine connection, sparks creativity, and allows for moments of true peace and presence. This week's challenge is simple. Choose one tech-free zone or activity and commit to it for the next 24 hours. Maybe it's your dinner table, your bedroom before bed, or even just a walk in the park. Embrace the silence, reconnect with yourself and the world around you. You might be surprised by how much better you feel. And remember, we're all on this journey together. Share your experiences, challenges, and triumphs with us on social media using hashtag ScrollingMind. Let's build a community that supports each other in navigating the digital age with intention and mindfulness. Until next time, keep scrolling mindfully.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.